save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Crudy on the road again up here in Polk County, Amory, Wisconsin, Lake Eyre Country. Getting on the road in the morning, Dom. I'll be back in the Madison studios when Judge Chris Taylor, one of our favorites, joins me in studio. She is running for the appellate court. And Dom, right now, we are going to go live to our colleague, Don Brown. You're in Waukesha, WAUK 540 AM, the Shaw 101.1 FM. And Don Brown is one of our fine hosts, the host of This Week in Waukesha, and also the play-by-play host of many of the sports events that originate from Waukesha. And Don, you were at the site of the Christmas parade vigil in Waukesha. Don, what's going on, man?
That's correct, Mike. I'm here at Cutler Park. We got a really nice turnout. Many of the victims and their families are here. Just spent some quality time with the Teagues family. He's going to be on the show this Saturday. On the Cutler Park stage, the Les Paul Performance Center stage, we've got Police Chief Daniel Thompson, Mayor Sean Riley, who's expected to make the opening comments, Fire Chief Steve Howard, Governor Tony Evers here, and Father Pat Hoppe of the Waukesha Catholic Faith Community, who was also one of the victims from the parade last year. So it's great to see such a strong turnout. The city buildings were all closed at 4 o'clock today so that the employees could take time to reflect and also participate in the vigil. So we had a few minutes. The mayor will be starting at 4:39, which is the exact time the events took place, the tragic events of last year. So, again, it's a great great example of Waukesha Strong is what we see here today, Mike.
Yeah. And, Don, let's talk about this Christmas Christmas parade tradition. I mean, until it was struck with tragedy last year, this was a great community event, something that I suspect Waukesha looked forward to every year. It was about a year ago at this time that I partnered, and I was in a transaction to purchase a station in Waukesha, this tragedy happened. And we made a commitment to being part of Waukesha. Our studios, where Dom's broadcasting from right now, is on the Waukesha Parade Ground. That's going to come on December 4th this year, but this marks the one-year anniversary. Tell us more about sort of how the community's doing at this stage, Don, 1 year later.
Sure. Yeah, you know, I think it's timely that the trial finally ended when it did last week, so we can put that all behind us. Just a lot of optimism, a lot of support. Again, I'm standing next to the Teagues family. They're getting a lot of hugs and handshakes and embraces from different members of the community. You're right about the parade. This will be the 59th annual parade that's coming up on December 4th, and it's right out of that parade, if you remember the movie The Christmas Story. It's, you know, a lot of joy. You know, it's always freezing cold, but that doesn't hold anybody back. Kids of all ages, 1 to 99, celebrating together. It really is a great tradition. What's different about this coming year, Mike, is that normally it's the Sunday after Thanksgiving, you know, to kind of ring in the holiday shopping season, and the city decided to push that back a week to the 4th. So for the first time, perhaps ever, it's going to be the first Sunday in December as opposed to that Sunday before Thanksgiving. And I think perhaps because it is a little too close to the anniversary date might be one of the reasons. The other reasons may be for just support and planning for the city. And, you know, they do a good job in these types of things. So we're looking forward to a great parade and you know, really excited that Walk Radio will be covering it. And, you know, that, again, we're going to continue being Waukesha Strong, and that the victims, you know, they remain in our hearts as witnessed by tonight's turnout. And really every day, you know, the handing out the blue light bulbs, but the blue light bulbs honestly have been on all year round. So it's just great to see, you know, this community remaining strong and continuing strong into the future.
Don, of course, a terrible tragedy for everyone involved, and no sense of justice can, you know, really bring anybody back, and it's very difficult for all the family members and friends and ever the community to deal with. Don, but is it your sense that people, do they feel like justice has been served in this case?
Yeah, I think so. When you look at the amount of years, again, I'm standing next to the Teagues family, and Don had posted on social media that you know, he was pleased to see that the assailant got 17 and a half years for what he did to his son. And, you know, with all the tragedy, especially that young Jackson Sparks, there's also been miracles and redemption hope. You know, Eric Teagues was 5 feet away. You know, he wasn't supposed to survive that attack. This young man was run over. And I'm talking right now, he's deciding which of the three schools he's going to be playing baseball for.
Amazing.
Next year. You know, yeah, and just great kid, great family. His father's a lieutenant in the Caledonia Fire Department. And, you know, good friend of my son's. They play baseball together. And you talk about so hard to keep a good man down. And, you know, Eric Teagues and his family are a shining example. They're going to be on my show this Saturday, too. So Walk Radio, Civic Media will get to know the Teagues family much better on the Saturday morning show. So.
And Don, we're turning the clock here on 4:39. Don, I suspect the ceremony is going to begin.
Yeah, I see Mayor Riley starting to move around. He's pointing at some different people, looking for some support. It looks like he's heading towards the podium. Yep, here Mayor Sean Riley's about to speak. So, yeah, this is ready to begin. And there was really no program. I'll see what the mayor's saying here. I'll share a few brief comments, and I know you got to get back to your show. So he's reading the names of the six who were killed. He's mentioned the 70 others being, you know, physically injured, and the hundreds more that have suffered trauma, emotional stress. So now he's asking for the moment of silence. And the mayor's ended the silence, saying, "We'll never forget."
Folks, you are listening to a very special vigil in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Mayor Sean Riley speaking, acknowledging the tragedy of this event that happened in Waukesha. Don't know if you can hear me, Don. It's
yes.
It's not translating great for our radio audience, but we certainly appreciate you being there live on the scene for us, Don. Obviously, we know that this... 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. Tune in This Week in Waukesha, hosted by Don Brown and the Teagues family. This week in particular will be a very special show. And then next Sunday, WAUK Radio will broadcast live from the new version of the Waukesha Christmas Parade. Hopefully a new, happier version, Don. But the vigil goes on in Waukesha. Don, we appreciate you taking us there today.
Likewise. Thanks, Mike, and thanks for keeping Waukesha in your hearts, everybody. Bye for now.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Don.
Yeesh. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Obviously, Waukesha has become part of our family, Dom. We had WRD there for about 4 or 5 years, and our office was in Milwaukee, and our facility was in Waukesha. But now we're all committed. We're all in. We are on the Waukesha Parade Route on Wisconsin Avenue, and on Sunday, December 4th, which will be my son's 19th birthday, I'll probably spend my afternoon in Waukesha acknowledging the people in that town, Dom, and the parade, and hopefully a more optimistic Christmas parade going forward, but certainly a somber Christmas parade as well. How could it not be?
Yeah, just really heart goes out to everybody, the families and of the victims. And, you know, it kind of cry for humanity in some respects too, man. You know, we see continual tragedy go on this time here in Waukesha with the parade. We've talked about the numerous shootings out there and the failure of society in some regards. You know, if we look at what could have maybe have been done with this guy and his low bail, would anything have changed, or some of these other shootings, if the red flag law and if this and if that, if they didn't get a weapon, would things have changed? And, you know, we can't go back and undo any of that, but it's certainly, you know, we have to ponder those questions and hopefully use wisdom to guide our future decisions, knowing what we're capable of doing to ourselves. I mean, humanity is certainly a flawed species, capable of so much good and so much tragedy.
Well, Dom, as we did a live listening, again, thank you to Don Brown, former Waukesha Alder, current host of This Week in Waukesha, and a lot of the Waukesha sports content originating out of WAUK. But as we tune in for that anniversary of the carnage from a year ago, Dom, as I observe CNN, there is currently a live news conference going on. Obviously, over the course of last weekend, there was a deadly nightclub shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado. My understanding, at least 5 dead, 20-plus injured. And it was actually the patrons of the nightclub that disarmed the shooter, ultimately, Dom. But this, you know, I've told you, and you know this going in today, I don't know how to have this conversation any longer, because thoughts and prayers are just so unfulfilling. There's nothing we can argue about with another mass shooting, another tragedy that ever seems to move the Republican electorate. They're okay. It's like they're willing to accept carnage in exchange for some sort of Second Amendment freedom unrestrained. And it's just too hard for me to have these conversations at this late hour sometimes, Tom. And I realize we do talk shows, so we got to talk.
I know, man.
But I don't know what I can possibly say, what this press conference can possibly shed light on, other than the fact that some people in this world are motivated by hate. And Darrell Brooks, you could claim this is some person that was out there motivated, you know, just by, let's call it mental psychosis, some sort of overwhelming emotion, fleeing from the police, something of that sort. But if I understand the story as it's being reported out of Colorado Springs, Tom, that sprang entirely from hate. That crime springs from bigotry and hatred. And I'm not saying, you know, if someone's dead, they're dead. The tragedy is just as strong. The grief is just as felt. But when someone targets another group out of pure hatred, Dom, that seemingly takes these crimes to a whole different level. Someone asked, why didn't Darrell Brooks get a hate crime multiplier? Because it wasn't the motivation, seemingly. But this newest crime out in Colorado Springs, don't be surprised if a hate crime multiplier isn't in effect. That's exactly what we're talking about when we discuss hate crimes.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Taking a quick break, coming back with your calls, 844-967-2789.